the fasting of the month of Ramadan is an important pillar of
إنما سمي رمضان لأنه يرمض الذنوب.
Verily, the month of Ramadan has been thus named because it scorches away sins.
What does Maah Ramadan mean to us?
This is Dialogue, a program on the holy month of Ramadan and the importance of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program. This is Dialogue. We're talking about the blessed and holy month of Ramadan. The holy month of Ramadan, as you all know, is the blessed and honorable month when the doors of the Almighty Allah's mercy are open. It is the blessed month when forgiveness is easy to gain, but only if we take our steps in this direction. The holy month of Ramadan, the great month when the doors of hell are closed, a beautiful, a blessed, an honorable month, a month where we return towards the Almighty Allah. The holy month of Ramadan, a month where we gain our provisions for our journey towards the hereafter. The holy month of Ramadan, where we establish a connection with our loving, nurturing Lord, our Creator and Sustainer, Allah, exalted and glorified is He. The holy month of Ramadan, the greatest of months, the most honorable of months. This month in which we can return towards Allah. This month in which we can reconnect with Allah. This month in which we can gain the provisions for the hereafter. This, the holy month of Ramadan.
قال الإمام الباقر عليه السلام قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله لما حضر شهر رمضان وذلك لثلاث بقين من شعبان قال لبلال نادي في الناس فجمع الناس ثم صعد المنبر فحمد الله وأثنى عليه ثم قال أيها الناس إن هذا الشهر قد حضركم وهو سيد الشهور فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر تغلق فيه أبواب النيران وتفتح فيه أبواب الجنان.
Imam al-Baghir alayhi salam stated, at the end of the month of Sha'ban, when there were only 3 days left till the month of Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Bilal, call all the people, so the people gathered together. The Prophet mounted the pulpit, praised Allah and glorified Him, then continued, O people, this month that is coming upon you is the chief of all months. One particular night in it is better than 1,000 months. During this month, the gates of the hell are locked up and the gates of paradise are opened. So whoever, in spite of experiencing this month, is not forgiven, has indeed been distanced by Allah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the holy month of Ramadan. Dear believers, this holy month of Ramadan is truly a beautiful opportunity for us to do so many beautiful and great and Islamic and spiritual things with our lives. It is truly a month in which we can start fresh, start new, and move forwards in our spiritual connection with Allah. Now, sometimes we think, well, what is the effect of fasting? What are the blessings of fasting? You know, why should we fast? What is the result? What is the reward? What do we gain in return for fasting, abstaining from food and drink and the various other things that we must refrain from during the holy month of Ramadan while we are fasting? Well, dear friends, first and foremost, just because the Almighty Allah has told us to fast, this should be more than enough and it should be sufficient for us to fast. But it is interesting, we find in the Holy Quran, in verse number 183 of chapter number 2, again, this is chapter Al-Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse 183, where the Almighty Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O believers, prescribed for you is the fasting, the siyam, as it was prescribed for those that were before you. عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Happily, so that you will become tattaqun, of those who are God-fearing. So dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, in this holy month of Ramadan, the first and probably the greatest and the main thing that we gain from fasting is taqwa. Of course, this taqwa, which translates into God-consciousness, God-awareness, or in other terms, it is also even known as the fear of God. This taqwa is the most important, externally apparent, and internally hidden result of fasting. In reality, one can say that because one is conscious of the presence of the Almighty Allah, taqwa results in that we do good and we hold ourselves back from sinning. And so the fasting increases our taqwa. Of course, when we have a sincere intention and we fulfill all the conditions and requirements of the fasting, and not just the physical conditions of fasting, but the spiritual conditions of fasting. It is interesting, but fasting and this siyam is the soul worship, perhaps, which can go totally unnoticed and hidden from anyone. For example, prayers in Hajj, pilgrimage in Jihad, the religious struggle, the Islamic tax, the Zakat, and the Khums. All of these things can pretty much be seen by one person or the other. But fasting is such that only Allah knows that a person is fasting. So, dear friends, one other thing that we learn and we gain from fasting before we end the program is that someone who can, for one whole month, refrain from eating and drinking and the other things that we must refrain them ourselves from, and we find that for one whole month we can control ourselves as respects to chastity and modesty and these things, we realize that we are much more powerful than we can ever imagine. This is Dialogue, the holy month of Ramadan.
حبيب التائبين يا شهر الصائمين.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
محارب اتصال